The Project on Middle East Democracy, or POMED, fosters dialogue among young Americans and Middle Easterners by examining how U.S. foreign policy influences political reform and democratization in the Mideast. Earlier this year, POMED, with help from Americans for Informed Democracy, a non-governmental organization that encourages young Americans to address global challenges, brought together about 150 Middle Eastern and American young people in Morocco, Egypt, and Jordan. They developed recommendations on how the United States can help promote political, social, and economic reform in the region. The groups elected 6 representatives to travel to Washington and talk with lawmakers. These delegates shared their recommendations with members of Congress and policymakers at the U.S. State Department and the U.S. Agency for International Development, as well as the foreign policy advisors of the 2 major U.S. presidential candidates, Republican John McCain and Democrat Barack Obama. English teacher Emily Crawford is an American delegate from the Jordan Conference.
I've been overwhelmed by how receptive everyone has been here. People take notes, they listen to us, and they ask great questions. I really feel like we're getting a message across.
The group recommends more U.S. investment in the Mideast to promote political, economic, and social reforms. According to Dina El-Shenawy, an American representative at the Cairo Conference and a graduate student at the London School of Economics and Political Science, the youth leaders' meetings in Washington come at a critical time as Americans focus on electing a new president in November.
I think regardless of whether democracy promotion is at the top of their lists, I think it's going to be important for them to realize that it can't be the same approach that has been used in the past and that has failed. There should be an emphasis on supporting institutions and structures already existent in the Arab countries instead of trying to introduce strictly the American way of doing things.
In their meetings with the foreign policy staffs of presidential hopefuls Barack Obama and John McCain, the 6 delegates stressed that the United States should not ignore popular calls for democracy in the Mideast by supporting stable but unelected and authoritarian governments. Mohammed Shabah is an Egyptian representative from the Cairo Conference who recently earned a Master of Arts degree from Cairo University. He asked advisors of both presidential campaigns to have their candidates take a fresh look at U.S. Mideast relations.
I think for the coming president of the United States, he should look to the Middle East region and the Arab world more as a partner rather than a region of interest for the United States. And also he should focus in the first place on the Arab-Israeli conflict and the Iraqi case. And they are key steps and key issues to stabilize the region.
For Erica Spate, a U.S. representative from the Rabat Conference and a journalism and politics student at Ithaca College in New York, the United States can promote democracy in the Middle East by supporting freedom of expression and a free press.
I'm very interested in how journalism and the media and free press can make an impact in the voices of young people and old people alike all over the world and really open up dialogue between the people who are making the policies and the people that those policies affect.
Spate advised U.S. officials to support independent Arab media, to train Arab journalists in the U.S., and to urge Arab governments to allow freedom of expression, especially on the Internet. International Studies graduate student Sarah Ait Elmoudin is a Moroccan delegate from the Rabat Conference. She says she'll debrief her fellow students in Morocco and what she considers to be a very positive American response to the aspirations of Arab youth.
I am definitely very optimistic. I am among the youth in Morocco who are pushing for having more say for the grassroots, having more say for the political parties, for the youth involvement, for the women's empowerment. All these constitute a real democracy in the country.
Stephen McInerney is director of advocacy for the Project on Middle East Democracy that helped organize the youth leader delegation.
The voices of these participants from our conferences will be heard here in Washington, and then our organization, POMED, will follow up after they return to the Middle East. We'll follow up with these policymakers to kind of help continue the advocacy efforts so that the recommendations are not forgotten.
POMED and Americans for Informed Democracy have conducted U.S. Middle East youth leadership exchanges since 2002, and judging by the response, organizers say they plan to continue the program for the foreseeable future. For Focus, I'm Victor Morrell.